This is a song I wrote for anyone who will travel by any means. It doesn't matter whether you travel by road, by air, by land, by sea, or even by spirit. As long as you're traveling, this is a song for your safety. Inspired divinely by a conglomeration of angels in a general quagmire. As I journey along the highway, now your hand, Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. As I journey along this highway, now your hand, Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. Lord Jesus, as we journey along this highway, now your hand, we dare. Almighty God, save our soul, I pray. As we journey along this highway, now your hand, we dare. Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. I'm here, 'cause I am covered by your blood. Covered by your blood. Covered by your blood. In Jesus' name, I am covered by your blood. Oh, I'm covered by your blood. Jesus, covered by your blood. Oh, in Jesus' name. Baba shika para rebida samaye salamo vale o sibole sikara basela la boche o haye sabari dele baraba rabashenda sibabo baba basile balaye sibogira bosara maje sirabane padawo o You that is traveling by road, I prophesy unto you. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. He that digs a pit for you will fall into it. The counsel of the evil one at night will not prosper in the day. In this your journey, safety is guaranteed. I cover you by the blood of Jesus. You that is traveling by air, I prophesy unto you. Oh, the Lord will bear you on his eagle's wings. He will cause his angels to encompass around you. I silence every force of darkness. I silence every voice speaking against your destiny. You will arrive safely in the name of Jesus. You that is traveling in the sea, I prophesy unto you. Oh, by his grace you will arrive. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. There shall be no enchantment against you. No every form of divination against you. The house of Israel, that is being protected by God. That is how you will be protected. I ask the Lord to build a camp around you. His angels around you. His presence be with you. Every one of you that is traveling today, as you hear the sound of my voice, I prophesy safety upon you. I bind the spirit of fear. Everything that causes accident on the house. Highway. Every spirit of accident, every spirit of that is bloodthirsty, every demon that is bloodthirsty, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And I ask that these people are covered by the blood of Jesus from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet. That we arrive safely. Long life is your portion. The Lord will encompass around you. All round protection is your portion. Forgive me. I'm not a bishop for nothing. Sometimes we have to flow in the elbow. Sabara, we are covered by his blood. By his blood. I am covered by his blood. In Jesus' name. My father may not have money, but he was a disciplined man. My father will beat you in anticipation for the crime you have not committed. We call you near, but they have bracket your 2 years with hot slap. When you holler, what? Daddy, what you are doing? You don't do anything. But I not say no how. Before I don't go outside, come back. You don't do something. So make I just arrange another case. My father, they hear people story in the take and invest for me. For things what we not do. Somebody where they spy, papa where they fire. Now they tell my father. My father hear this story and be provoking. I don't know what you make me the come from me, go back to primary school. We are going to play ball. I said the land a hustle up here. What am I wrong? If you try it, daddy, what have I done? Nothing. But I heard that somebody did something. If you try it, you will know that I'm your father. Don't even think about it. Hallelujah. My father was a disciplined man, and I thank God for his life. My father that game work in offshore, ladies and gentlemen. 3 months he never see wife. When he come back, you will agree with me that a man that has not seen his wife for 3 months, his wiring would have been fired up. His DNA would have mixed with kidney, and kidney must have mixed with liver. Must have led to a nucleic reaction that need to be detonated immediately. He called us that Friday night. Everybody come here. When they look at that, they will miss. He said, forget missing. Everybody go and sleep. Tomorrow na school. Now I said, daddy, tomorrow na Saturday. Eh? In this family, I determine when school open and when school close. Everybody sleep. Now we go like this. My papa begin confirm everybody. Who fear Kingsley? Nobody answer. So then my papa holla. Nobody answer. Now I tell him what I say. You should not sleep. We get to do something. He said, no, you never call Godos. Now I said, Godos, I hear. But I decided to quiet because I wanted to see what is to come as a result of this going to sleep. If I look, I don't know. Oh my God. When you come to that chemistry, why man not if he behave? No behavior. Oh man, the weak, the twist. The wife, the tell us, take care, he's a big, just at that point. Just at that point. Where Word of Life was about to hold his confession. Now wake up. I shocked the guy question when my papa asked me, who is that? I said, Nami, who are you? I said, Godos, which Godos? I said, you're picking. God forbid. My picking. Nami, bow you. I don't do this thing, my papa, to me. What did happen? I said, I want for peace. Peace? In this hour? Hey, my moment. I will sell you. I got to take you to a free plate. I will sell you. I said, Daddy, I want for peace. Why? This hour? You not peace before you sleep. I said, please. So why you want peace now? I said, Daddy, you want cry. You didn't pay me. I said, Daddy, I want peace. I said, God does. You know, so that the time say you be wish, I don't believe. You have displayed the wizardry attitude now. Oh, yeah, what's it? Quick. Because with the peace for outside, I got peace. And all of a sudden, my papa there, back of door, they wait for me. As I just peacefully said, Daddy has not yet cried for my head. God does. One slap. Any day, two slap. When you wake up wrongly, say you want peace in the time when Holy Communion is about to be served. That will be the last time you ever peace in your life. My brother, when you see me in the morning, on my head don't get pimples. I was touched. I respect that man. Although he might not be a rich man, but he was a disciplined man. You know when you travel abroad, you will jump demons there. Demons who wear short skirt and read newspaper. Demons who eat carrots and drink juice. Life. With one word from the mouth of the pastor, demon don't come out for a body. A pastor come and say, for this purpose, was the Son of Man made manifest that he might destroy every work of Satan. You'll see demons saying, hey, I'm leaving.
You don't go.
But for Africa, we don't get demons, we get familiar spirits. They know you, you know them. Now let this country, you go see demons, they go jump for stadium. If I had pastor today, he could not say, I'm in the territory policies. Because I quiet, make it try out. You won't let us, he could say, try it. If you say Rika, demon, he say, Wayaka. That's why there are different forms of deliverance. There's deliverance by the word of God. A pastor comes and speaks the word, demons go. There's deliverance by fire. Reverend King is the chairman in that pattern. If they bring any demonic person to Reverend King, he said, light, they are settling for me. Rubbish. One prayer. Shh. The only demon they take, I came out was strength. Rubbish. And then there's deliverance by karat. Timmy Joshua, we are loyal. When you want to deliver, I go say, wow! Oh! Yes, you! Did you know what say? Ah! And I said, this bros, now Korea, if you learn the for. Oh! Before you know, demons are out. But the highest form of deliverance is deliverance by flogging. Celesta, about talk my head. We are lawyer. You don't get the kind of demon where they have body. So let's say, Pastor, we flog you and the demon. Both of you will decide where to go. Early. When the door is that spirit, early. Judge Jehovah. We're here. By the time they are done with you, by your own spirit, you will be healed. By your own strength, you will be healed. Hallelujah. Saba yika namo sile. Saba no. Sile kine. Saba la ba yila tile. Whoa, in Jesus' name. Every man listening to the sound of my voice now, I beg you in the name of God, stop beating women. God gave us these creatures to comfort our soul. I wonder what this world would have been like without the presence of women. Stop beating women. They are never going to be punch bags. They are not our slaves, neither are they our husbands. These women, they are blessing to our soul. And if you are a woman, where you know they control your mouth, slap the como. See, if you're a woman and your mouth, they get network all the time. Don't forget, say, not every day they break, oh, at 6 o'clock. If you see any man where they beat a wife, make you ask what happened, because beating of women not be calling. If your husband, they work for better office, they see they blow your brain. If they work, he enter get better car, they see blow your brain. He enter bedroom, AC blow his brain. He want drink water, he cold. He want drink, he cold. He go hard for that person's brain to overheat. They call it beating. It will never happen. If you check the number of men when they beat women, they don't work in the office. So if your husband they work for this company, you'll not say can beat you. But if your husband or Okada rider, so don't cook the brain, the medulla oblongata don't they riot with the entire system, adrenaline don't they secrete with insulin, the liver don't they collaborate with the kidney, it invests for both the life and the future, it invests for both the mama and the papa in born up, God, it invests for Nigeria where don't give a better work, he come in the far high go to rest. Now you go put your mouth like my brother will join you. Slap on your teeth, you'll get enamel. So you behave yourself. When you don't say your husband, he brain that already the ferment, you better behave yourself.
Love me, hey,
Now the way your mother-in-law behaved during your wedding, now I go make you know whether the wife where you marry now, Tiaroba, or she's fairly used. If you go wedding and you see the wife, parents, they sit down cross-legged, they drink. They know they answer anybody. But you know, say that picking that Tiaroba. He just come off of school, never get gonorrhea, no syphilis. Man never write in life, never commit abortion, some other things. Court boy never show up, lecturer never handle up, aristo never attend to in life. It's still very fresh. Even if you don't try, maybe only once or twice, it's still very complete. All the apparatus is complete, nothing to enter. You know, say not here, Robert. But maybe if you go, where do you go to say your mother-in-laws, now they happy past people where they come. Maybe you know, say not fairly used, you get to. Many things don't attend to the system of the woman of God. Don't do like four abortion before. Syphilis don't hold on sometime, cure, you know. And this so don't show up. Everybody don't attend. Court boy don't attend to the ministry. Now the apparatus is not too complete, don't they shake. Now that kind of person, when you marry them, firstly, you walk the narrow way. And after two or three children, you walk the broad way. It's the ministry. Men, try to respect women. Stop insulting women and running women down. I had a boy crack a joke. He said a man and the wife go to Jerusalem. The wife died. The man now inquired how much it would take to fly this wife back to America. They gave him option. They said if you want to fly this woman back to America, it will cost you only $10,000. But if you will bury the woman here, it will cost you only $5,000. The man said, I would rather fly this woman back to America for $10,000, because now so they buried somebody here in Jerusalem, and on the third day he resurrected again. I don't want this woman problem again forever. You should not say that about women. I had another person that said Satan came into a church and everybody was running at a scatter. Everybody run, but one man stand. Devil got me the man and tell her, say, you know the fear, you know not say that we be the devil. That woman, the man tell her, say, why go fear you? I have been married to your sister for 21 years. I know the way your family behave. So I know the fear now. You should not say that about women. There was a man I saw recently that had love for his wife. I entered into this man's office. I saw the display of the man's wife. He picture everywhere. Picture for door, picture for cup. Picture for iPad, iPhone, picture for computer. Everywhere you can enter for the office, you will see the wife picture. I went to meet the man and said, sir, thank you for loving your wife this much. This is how it means to love. This is what it means to love a woman. And the man said, God knows, you have no understanding. As long as I have this woman's picture in my office, there is no work I cannot do. When I am faced with a very terrible job in the office, I had that difficult job in the office, I look at my wife's face and I said, if I can handle this wife, then this job is a small job. True love is measured by sacrifice. How can you say you are in love when you have not sacrificed anything? Jesus was in love with us. And what was his sacrifice? He died. Romeo and Juliet were in love. And what was their sacrifice? They died. Ronaldo DiCaprio was in love. And what was his sacrifice? He died. Ladies and gentlemen, the proof of love is rooted in sacrifice. Me, Godons, have been in love so much. But since I could not die, I had to do something crazy. You will not believe that I went to Dodan Barrack when I was in love. take better and your tail with the gate. Paul! Abuki said, Kay! Who the fuck are you? I said, open the gate now. They said, who are you? I said, open the gate. I'm here to see Mary quickly. Now, soldier's lamp is measured by a gravitational upheaval that will lead to a volcano mechanism in a pounded yahoo yahoo. Do you understand? This soldier, when did they talk to me? Nobody won't slap me. The one way they won't slap me, he gave back the vest. Say a civilian come their territory to misbehave. Ladies and gentlemen, I hear the soldier say, hey, Kay, come and lie down for here. I said, for what? Me, God does. They come make the belly scolding. For what? My brother. I know no soldier before. I know no say before they go even give soldier uniform. He go do slap wall like 70 years. He pump don't talk tobacco super sack. As I they follow the soldier, they argue. I hear something like knock out for my ear. Wah! This is my ear. I got to hear lie down, no, lie down, lie down, no. My brother, before I look, I don't lie his state. No big joke. Now he sat there when I did not the pray, Holy Mary of God. Where you there with the doors this country? Save us now, no problem with them. By the time the soldier now gave me another command, come on, come on, do front job. Ladies and gentlemen, bending the first volcano, I was now willing to do front job at any rate. By the time Mary finally came out, there was no need for me to follow Mary because the waste when I want to walk has been dismantled. But that's how love can be. Hallelujah. Eli. Women, they are addicted to shopping as cocaine and crack addict are addicted to the subject. Anytime woman hears you in the shop or in the itinerary will be positioned for other ministerial activities. You won't believe that during Valentine, my wife just called me. Honey, where are you? I say, I'm in Kenya. What are you doing in Kenya? I say, I'm shopping. Shop for me. Shop for me. I said, do you know what I'm shopping for? He said, the thing you are shopping for, shop for me. Now I tell her, I say, I follow my friend called Bryce Papa Coffee when he died. Now, yeah, boop, boop, boop. From that time to now, they call my wife. The network is very busy. So, no, be everything now. Then they shop. We must stop killing yourself. The things where they turn men on, they are different. I know a friend, the thing where they turn her on, now bad smell. Especially all those guests where they sell ice fish. When they don't sell ice fish, they have to clean body. That smell, now they make demand. Position itself for international delivery. So if you did that, now they worry yourself, they do medicate, you are wasting time. This brother is attracted to bad odor. In fact, he's going to tell the girl, no buffo, avoid rain as they come like that. I talk at them for quick. Now the two when they turn on, I know another person, now stretch mark they turn on. Especially all those stretch mark when reach to take wire 15 flat. If you see her like this and that call me this all. Now the two they turn. I know other men get bushy armpit. May your hair with down people like bombani dreadlocks. The way my dad go there react, you go shock. That's how the ministry is moving. I know some other guys where I'm not for real. Say these are the things that turn them on. I know men women too. Will be say. My pot belly, they turn them on. So on this one, that they carry weight. Women like them differently. I know women will be saying, now bow head. Now they give their turn on. May your bow head be like where Obama helicopter they land. The way they go take kick, you go shock. I know some other women will be saying, now mustache. Let your mustache just be like flame for back of head. Hey, Ellie. pause. Go to hold and you go shock. So stop killing yourself. There is that thing that turns the man on. And women, no matter the kind of film where you they look for abroad, what works abroad does not work here. I don't talk about before, and I will say it again. Abroad, if husband and wife they quarrel, now wife they throw away people things aside. But for Africa, if we offend you, you're your way. If you offend us, you are your way. Is the ministry. Abroad, slap can be romantic. Africa, we they interpret slap differently. We they look at like insult. You get where you go slap us, even if we're already erected, we go direct and give you your own return before we go start the ministry again. And you not believe it, I came from outside one day, my wife bring handcuff. Eh? Why? He said, honey, I watch it in the movie. It's romantic. I said, romantic? Well, Asari Dekuba was going to prison. Was it romantic on the handcuff? Why? He said, I just want you to spice up our love. I tell you, said the former spice fire me. Well, be say, na handcuff. This woman, I don't tell you the fine. I never tell you put for fire. You can't put me for handcuff, but I can't pause. Can't pour hot on top of my body. That devil is a liar. Early, I reject it back and front. It will not work. There are things that turns people, some other people, na feather. Guess go jump prefer that in the tutorials, make the respond. We go laugh. We go laugh on there. On the loft, the way you go shock. We don't react. I came from outside one day. My wife said, tie me up. I said, make I tie you. He said, yes. Why? He said, I watched her for TV. It was romantic. And I said, make I tie you. I tie cow before. If I tie you, blood don't go flow. It is at the joke. Honey, tie me up. I want to be in the mood. Now I tie head, join the leg, and go show. Before I come, they're coming for General Hospital. Your wife has been on admission for some time now. Please respond quickly. That is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Seven is a saga now. If you get picking, give them attention. You go shock when they begin to talk. You will not believe that my son woke up one day and said, Daddy, I say, eh? He said, how did I come to earth? Eh? I said, God brought you. He said, eh? What about my mommy? I said, God brought her. Eh? Grandpa? I said, God brought him. Grandma? God brought him. That small boy opened my time and said, eh? So you mean say nobody they sleep with woman for this family? Eh? They migrate when they get after the conk. Doctors are still looking for research to be able to cure it after the slap that came as a result of the stupid question that the woman of God could not answer. If you go to churches these days, you will discover that we have more bachelors in the church than any other place. Why? Bread price money to dear. Nigeria not the improver. Bread price they increase. We got to the homosexual. A pastor was so provoked one day night, called three grown-up men for a church. Make on a call. Why are you not married? The first one say, I don't have money. Pastor provoke. You do not need money to be married. All you need is mind. The Bible say, he that findeth, not either have it. You get mine. Not be every man get mine to talk to woman. So you need mind. And the pastor say, how old are you? He said, I'm 35. Come here. And then he asked the other guy, why are you not married? The guy say, I have not seen the woman. Eh? How old are you? He said, I'm 40. You are 40 and you have not seen the woman. Meanwhile, in this present dispensation, women are seeing women. Are you mad? You cannot see woman. Oh yeah, come this way. Your problem will extend. And then they brought the third guy. If you see his bald head, he started from his shoulder. If you saw his chest rumpled with it, do me be. You know this kind of man will get muscle wrongly. His face be like within a separate fight. You know this guy face will be say, if you want act horror, you go say, we like you like this. No, don't put any other thing. We like it. No, you are perfect for the job. Live like that. Now they ask her, oh God, are you saying I'm 50? Why are you not married? He said, I'm thinking. The pastor don't know to tell a nice sing song for her. Ancient of Days, as old as you are, you will never change. My brother, no matter what it is, try to have money in your life. Whoever says that there's no money in this country, now I pocket the money no day. Because when I googled the people who looked at this country, I no believe say such trillions were taken from this country and this country is standing. So like you have the money no day, if you say money no this country. Because there is a level of money you get. Even when you die, your obituary announcement is different. Anytime you hear, we regret to announce the sudden passing away. May you not say that person don't leave anything behind. Other than school fees problem, landlord issues, some community issues and some behavior. But when you have money, the announcement is different. You will hear this like, with gratitude to God for a life well spent. That means they are happy that you are finally gone, so that they can enjoy the fruit of your labor. Are you still with the ministry? I was going through the book of Matthew and I read the genealogy of the birth of Jesus. I saw wise men. I saw shepherds. I saw sheep. I saw star. I saw gifts that the wise men brought. They were not three wise men. They were wise men that brought three gifts. I saw gold. I saw myrrh. I saw frankincense. But I did not see Santa Claus or Father Christmas. Where did Santa Claus come from? That is sound like Satan Claus to me. It's so annoying that somebody is doing his birthday and his picture is not even displayed. It's so bad now that when Christmas is coming, instead of the very essence of Christmas to be celebrated, children are looking forward to see Santa Claus. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are trying to hide Jesus. They cannot do it. It's so bad that during Christmas, instead of them to say Happy Christmas, they will say Merry Xmas. And you must say anything they add X to, make that a negative. Ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-landlord, ex-issues. That's how it is. During Christmas, instead of them to say Happy Christmas, they will say season greetings. You know why? They are trying to hide Jesus. But they cannot. You know why? The Bible says, for God has highly exalted him. And he has given him a name that is above every other names, that are the mentioning of the name of Jesus. Every name must bow. They said we should not be calling the name of Jesus on TV, but Trace TV, MTV Base, and Hip TV, and all the Sound City, they are comfortable to show us things that we finally turn our medulla oblongata into a sentimental conglomeration that can lead and bring about a political agenda. Are you still with me? So, when Christmas comes, ladies and gentlemen, buy a t-shirt. Print the image of Jesus right in the front. Let the world know that this is the man whose birthday is being celebrated. And this was all started in the Bible. You remember when Jesus resurrected? Even the Sanhedrin, they bribed the soldiers and they said, do not say he resurrected. Say his body was stolen. You see, they tried to hide Jesus. Even in the early days of the church in the book of Acts. And when Peter and Paul started doing miracles, the Sanhedrin warned them and flogged them and said, never you preach this gospel in the name of Jesus anymore. For those of you who go to Jerusalem, you will agree with me that if you go to Jerusalem, there are two graves they will show to you. That Jesus resurrected from grave B. So we say he resurrected from grave A. But ladies and gentlemen, they are all trying to confuse us and wipe out the image of Jesus from our face. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't care whether he resurrected from A or he resurrected from B. As long as he resurrected,
Sabalachi. Hey, Aganima Sibana Bodhi.
There's nothing wrong with you declaring fasting period in your church. Pastor, before you begin to hammer, I say fast, 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 fast. No forget, say some people get us out. If the fasting does not bring about a healing, it will bring about another problem. If God did not call you to fast, you could go slow. Because in the Bible, there is room for either you are hot or you are cold. But there's no room for lukewarmness. If you don't say you make a fit, you could go say, Holy Mary of God, Father, Holy Mary. Be the truth. I heard that Papa Debo ye fasted for 100 days. I catch fire. I said, for why? If he do, why can't I? In a man of God, I'm a man of God. I begin to catch you. I just said fasting now by muscle. I declare 21 days, people of God. Dry fasting. The Lord will know me today that I'm a faster. I faster, fasted, first day. My angel, they look me, they shake it. This one won't die now. Eli. My brother, I first enter my fridge. Empty anything that can bring about a defilement of lazy or fasting. Remove curry, remove yam, soup, throw it them, carry your God. Dash dogs. I was touched. I said, don't get the Lord with now. I'm a faster. Who's a broken leg? Ladies and gentlemen, I started the fasting. I declared 21 days, no water, no juice, no but nothing. I wanted to come up in the spirit. I know so some of the people when they fast, the Lord has spoken to them. My own, I only read what the Lord spoke to them. I started the first day of the fast in the evening. You will not believe I saw men like trees. The second day in the evening, they have moved from trees, now they are shrubs. The third day, they moved from shrub, they went straight to grass. On the fourth day, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see anything again. I started hearing voices. God does, my son. I said, speak, Lord, your servant here. He said, no, this is not the God, though. My name now hunger. My brother now, sir, you get the blood. Enter Okada now, go for a goose soup quick. Now, if not, that problem they come home, you will die. Said this as nobody will know. My brother, I have to obey the voice of God when I saw my condition. Quickly, I boarded Okada and went to a joint where I normally eat some a goose soup and kale quickly. Order for two plates, downloaded it, then order for a takeaway. I thank God, say this takeaway, no, the animal waiter, I am here. Because only 3 days now, my condition, the water will come up in the spirit. Not be joke, huh? My dear gentlemen, as I was in that restaurant, I threw the first ever in my mouth, the vision started. As soon as the first ever landed, I started to see men like grass. I said, it's working. I threw the second one, they moved from grass, they went to shrub. I said, this thing is working. I threw the third one, they moved from shrub, they came to trees. I said, this thing is working. As I took the last ever, I now saw men like men. I said, hey, this is the will of God for my life. And ladies and gentlemen, that was how I was delivered from Osa. Finally. Hallelujah. Take it or leave it. The problem of the church, I make bold to declare, is tithe and offering. If you remove tithe and offering from church, some of these people will say, God called them, they will have another call. Now that time you go see somebody say, I've been a junior before. I thought the Lord caught me. You know, they say, I miss God right here. That's just the way it is. The problem of the church, I said it, if they won't criticize me or not criticize me, I don't fear. It has been tight and offering. So much so that they now look at church as a means of livelihood. Let this money treat this to be taken from church. And you will see those who will really worship God in both spirit and in truth. Recently, Jonathan conducted a seminar for Pastor Ayo, Pastor Mobude, and Pastor Paul Adifaras. And what was it? Jonathan came and said, "People of God, I deliberately signed the anti-homosexual bill in this country." Papa Yossi, that is the will of God. It is the will of God. They say, "People of God, we are making plans to sign against prostitution in Abuja." Pastor, you stood up and said, "That is the will of God." It's the will. You hear clearly. You hear even more than some of this prophet. And not knowing to make Jonathan Kogo say, "Ladies and gentlemen, by next year, we are declaring tithe and offering the church illegal." There was silence. And then Pastor Ayo reacted, "For what? Is that a lawful problem of the country? Is that a lawful Boko Haram? Is it terrorism?" Before I look, Pastor saw the reply, Jonathan, with scripture. If you try it, I tell you the truth, if the foundation be broken, what can the righteous do? Now, Jonathan said, the righteous will do something. What would they not do? Pastor Ayo now ask Pastor Paul, "What do you have to say concerning this matter?" You know, so Pastor Paul, a Polish pastor.
I said, "Well, for this reason was the Son of Man madman, was the Son of Man made manifest. He will destroy every work of Satan." I tell you the truth.
The one when he finished everybody, like Pastor Mabude, I said, like they tell Pastor Mabude, "What do you have to say?" And I said, "I have been waiting for my turn. If you try it, darkness will be upon the nation and gross darkness upon the people. I'm telling you." Jonathan said, "But I've not bound it." "We know. But your plan towards us a plan of evil, and it will not take us to the expected end. Leave our tithe and offering. This has been the foundation. You want to break it."
You see, in my little understanding, as a church boy, I make bold to declare, the day they will remove tithe and offering from church, the problem of church will end. We will know those who are called and the one that are discalled. Because all this word that they coming, all this word they coming. When God called Prophet Samuel, God did not call Prophet Samuel to tell Samuel that "I'm sending you here, I'm making you here." God called Prophet Samuel to complain. Complain, give Prophet Samuel, say, "You see, eh? The thing when I want to do a life for this Israel, here when the year I go, shock." That's just the truth. My daddy's in the Lord. I joke, I do. And I don't tell me go to prayer point. And I don't even need that before God go fry my soul. I bet when I take us in the hustling with them. Say, "Be he can abide." Oh, somebody, Father, now I see you can abide. Tell me. Oh, Lord. My name is Godoz, they call me the Comedy Berlusconi. I'm the CEO of Berlusconi Records, the only Osusu Bishop worldwide, the Black Sweet African Cappuccino, the Oramaton Ward of Udu Kingdom, the Unu Nege Nege Ward of Ugebe Kingdom, hey? The Comedian in Chief of all the funny forces worldwide, and the Chairman of ODP worldwide. I am the beloved son of Pastor Ayo, begotten son of Idahosa. I am the loving son of Adeboye, the accepted son of Oyedepa, the prodigal son of Pastor Paul and the Pharisee, and the rejected son of Okotie, and I know why. Eli, permit me to formally welcome every one of us to Comedy Clinic Ward 6. Some of these my fans will not try, because I take all you down, I don't even feel coming. Where you dead sis? Eh? That's all I do today. Malaysia plane lost. But I don't even ask. If I face, if I prophesy, I forgive you people. You couldn't even send me offering. Eh? You know, nothing move ministry like money. As deep as deeper life, when it comes to money, they are shallow. They have to listen to what the ministry is saying. You get the kind of money where Domwe go see. You go sink Skelewo. It's just the power of Osusa. You see what I mean? You remember when Bishop Obembe, as soon as he heard about the $4 million of Benihin, the man of God metamorphosed
into another spirit. And when Benihi came to Nigeria, no miracle he could not perform. Why? His anointing was already fried by the news he heard when he got to Murtala Muhammad. That's a powerful money coming. You will be on a member, on one of my members. Send the bishop something so that the ministry can move. Hallelujah. Before we move on and round up for this word season, permit me to sing a song of safety to my people here one more time. As I journey along the highway, now your hand, Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. As I journey along this highway, may your hand go with it. Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. Lord Jesus, as we journey along this highway, may your hand go with it. Almighty God, save our soul, I pray. As we journey along this highway, now your hand with me. Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. I'm here, cause I am covered by your blood. Covered by your blood, covered by your blood. Hey, in Jesus' name, I am covered by your blood. Oh, I'm covered by your blood, Jesus, covered by your blood. Oh, in Jesus' name. Si Baba Shika Parare Bina Samaye. Salamo vale oh si vale si carabase la la boche oh aye chabari gele barabara bashenda si baba baba si le barale si bagira bo sarabaje si ramane padawo I honestly long for the day when doctors will be friends again. Back in the days, we see doctor, or we saw doctors as people who we could talk to, who we could relate to, our friends. We had no issue, we had no problem going to a doctor and even telling the doctor every kind of problem that you're going through. But nowadays, only God could tell us what actually came into the mind of doctor nowadays. All they seek for has gone beyond professionalism. They look at patient coming to seek professional job from their hand as a means of enjoying bluefin. You got to see doctor now. Even if now bill you can't pay, go say take off your cloth. What do you want to see when you never see? That's why I've made up my mind that there are four jobs I must do to join to the comedy because of what I have seen. If you are a doctor and you are listening to my CD right now, I celebrate you. I thank God for you because God is committed into your hand something that is beneficial to humanity. But do not take that as an advantage or as an opportunity to begin to abuse other people. It is sad when you hear doctor these days, before they even do abortion, they will have to sleep with the patient. It is terrible. I followed my wife recently to see a doctor because my wife was having abscess around her breast region. We were afraid. I thought it was going to be cancer. We went to meet the doctor right in my presence, people of God. He gets something when somebody is here. Right in my presence. That woman with the papa suffered me before they give me. Doctor said, take off your top. And my wife will not get shame. He removed the top. Remaining only the cowbell holders. And then I was happy that at least
things as recovery things.
And that doctor said, hey, please, I don't have the time. Could you please take off your bra?
Hey! Where are for here that sinner?
Oh God.
We are for here.
Wait, mother, wait, make a very small.
We are for here the sinner.
If Lord be said, I take Holy Communion that money before we move for this medical checkup.
Prom!
Vanguard for right up, daily dance, this day.
You will not believe it.
My wife took off her cabbie holder, went to lie down straight.
Now, I was not embarrassed that my wife was topless.
I was only embarrassed at the condition of the mammalian Elwelu.
The man of God, I have walked there a lot. Everything was finished.
I made sure I exhausted the salary that was paid.
Hallelujah.
And the diary that was paid.
And then that was not enough.
The doctor, when not the fear God, he came close to my wife's chest. Inside my mind, there was a tsunami already going on. I was just hoping that this doctor will say a word that will provoke me. I go choke in here with me too. He go shock.
That man of fear God,
oh, madam, my million glands, squeeze up.
Ask madam, do you feel any pain? Me would I not ask Namihala? No!
Not the man said, but I wasn't asking you.
I said, the 2 hours. If you touch her, you touch me.
And then he left there. He met in another position. Grab the 2.
He asked, madam, do you feel any pain?
The next answer when the doctor hear, that hospital is already closed now.
The slap when it come out from my hand, go here.
Pow! It is like a drop bomb.
He run, lift theater, miss if I run.
Rubbish. Now from that, I make up my mind that this gynecologist work, I must do it.
I discovered that if you are a gynecologist, no matter the part of human being you touch, you are only doing your job.
Only.
So,
if like, yes, sir, don't open hospital, a gynecological hospital, make una know why.
It's time for us to enjoy free blue film now, since they have been enjoying our home.
Hallelujah.
Number 2 job I want to do, I want to be a fitness trainer. Women now don't catch fire. Any small thing, I'm going for fitness. You go wear tight. Every shape and curve, where God bless you, they are outside. And you think that the man that want to train you, he not get high. Now kerosene, that the flow for your blood.
Now try to say, oh, my dad go raise leg up. Draw, go raise leg. Oh! So tell fitness trainer, go holy waist. Move your waist, move your waist.
I said, no, I must do this job.
Hey, Eli.
Number 3, I want to be a masseuse or someone who massages.
Our wives now,
not be small. I don't know where this guy probably come from. He just stays before woman go run, but he get below. But now every day, I'm going to massage. They go give madam towel, go tie towel, rich waist. Then the other side, now to whom it may concern. Everywhere free, call like that. Boy, where we say, get 6-pack. Everywhere, muscle in the right place. Me, where be the husband, one of these packs if I don't get. Then they come begin the massage. Madam, go they close her. Oh, no. That devil is a liar. I have made up my mind. I must do that job.
Number 4, I want to be a hairstylist.
Nothing put a woman to sleep like when you rub her hair.
I discover what? Where did they do my wife hair? Before I look at that sleeper,
Jato was just stroking the hair.
Hey, okay, then.
Make a cry smoke. I must do this job. Nothing.
Really?
If you be Abraba now and you are listening to this CD, not be everything when they put my back, there be money.
It could be good that they get sense.
When they happen for potato masala, you go shock. For you be a woman when be say carry paper bag the pass bank. If you see we are robbers, we are AK-47 for call. Papa! Madam, give us the paper bag now!
That woman say, hey, now this has a job!
Bring the paper bag now!
See, shooting! Papa!
Nobody will know wrong. Even my spirit overtake me if you see race.
When they harass the woman, take the paper bag, all wrong, go. The woman begins shake. Hey, people come with the woman. Oh, madam, you could not have been so careless now. I'm so sorry. How much they take? What did they take from you? The woman said they take 4 bundles. Hey, oh, 4 bundles. 4 bundles of what? Hey, hey. People get going to cry for the woman. 4 bundles of what? That woman said, sure. When are they come out this morning, my picking shit up? I wrap the bumpers, professor, and four of the bundle, that professor. Now the people say, eh? So that shit make these people they shoot. Madam, why you not tell them you want me to kill us? They say, but I will explain to them, but they know here. Eh? Madam, you're a wicked person. So that because of bumpers, they have not shoot people. Why you not tell them that shit? They said, they don't listen now. I just said, don't finish. I arrive 5 o'clock in the evening. Now the armed robbers, they call the number when they see for inside the bag. Madam! Hello? Now the woman said, who is this? Now we. Who are you? I said, now we. Who be we? Huh? If you make me face, eh? If you make me face, who be we now? I said, now we. Huh? Now we. But that's all you know what you just said, Papa Bank. Before you will take that risk, you don't even fit to say that shit. Mother from Toteko, shit will visit your family. Shit will build house for your family. Shit will arrest your family. Anywhere you go back and forth, it shall be shit. You're going, it shall be shit. You're coming, it shall be shit. Shit shall you see the money. Shit shall you see gift. That woman said, are you a pastor? Yes. I'm sorry. But God will punish you. God. So if you be armed robber, check the condition of the papa before you kill people. May you not go move people. Fibroid when they put for inside paper bag. Early. Ladies and gentlemen, as we conclude, let me say this. It's almost impossible now to see a woman in this era who have been with just one man all her life. If you think I'm lying, you are a woman and you are listening to this CD now and you have been with just one man all your life, raise your hands up, whether you will not die this moment. Just right. And so if you're a husband and you are sitting by your wife and your wife no answer, now so if you some of this our wife, my fairly user, may don't run into their life before. May we know the fear God have tampered with some apparatus. So that the wrong one remain that we matter. And so if you're a woman and you have been with an average of 10 men all your life, you probably may have experienced 10 ways of a man expressing his coming. Why be say if man won't come, he know they get more dignity, no dexterity. If you want to see how foolish a man can be, work a jammer when he's about to download. You will understand that men will ever be foolish people. I know my girl will talk to him, hello! Why? One of my dad, when he walk out, he go just disengage. From afar, he go to holler, worship me, worship me, worship me. Oh, Jesus. When he consent Jesus, he said that matter, when he happen. Respect yourself. You just see a lot of person when he walk out. Hey, he go for holler, hey, Ellie. Mimo. Why? Can't you just control yourself? One of my guys will be the highest. Did the guy won't come? He go, father, oh baby, what's my name? I say, Oliver. Ah! Oh baby, what's my name? Oliver. Oh! Oh, my neck. Squeeze my neck. Behave like say you won't kill me. I'm tired for money. Women, listen to me. If man they touch you, stop making your face like a camera. Respond. What do you do? You and man go day a closer. You make face like say you be a Zuma rock. If man touch you, you know what I say, man, they like soundtrack. Give him some soundtrack. Tell him, touch me here. Touch me there. Lay here. Lay there. It encourage our ministry.
Have you seen Bogus? That's why I like Ajay people. Ajay butter people will give you golden soundtrack when you go bring ginger. But all these people, local tricks, the moment you touch them, they are, oh, oh, God. I don't want another verse of it. Now, what's the leader? Anyway, I don't carry many jokes. Come this word six. The one I talk, I don't try. Make a reserve the other one for word seven. Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let me salute every of my fan around the world that has been with me from word one to date. I thank you. But before I leave the studio, let me say this. No matter what you go through in life, learn how to turn your pain to power. Turn your stress to power. I give you two examples and I leave. Some of you must have heard about a man called Ayeri Iwori, a very young man who made money early. But some of you may not know why the work came so early. Ayeri was a man who turned his pressure to power. Ayeri used to date a girl. He was ready to die and give his life for this girl. But Ayeri had nothing as at that time. And you know, say women don't get money. And at that time, they show to a girl saying, get love. So all he had was love. He gave his life, his love, his time, affection, energy, time, and money to this girl just to make her happy. But this girl, something happened. Some of these, our Yahoo boys came from Ghana and brought an escalator that they borrowed that the girl did not know. And they came to worry. When they came to worry, they oppressed Ayeri and took his darling from him. The girl went with the boys because she felt that the boys had prosperity. And then Ayeri was heartbroken. Ayeri packed from the main town of Ori and went into the bush. He was in the bush for at least a year. He hid his face from every human being who could talk to him. He hid his face from his family. He was dying. He had ulcer. No, there's no sickness Ayeri did not suffer from. Beriberi, cholera. Why? Because his whole system was totally punctured. Out of that pain, Ayeri looked over his shoulder and dusted himself and said, I cannot be like this. If this girl left me because of the fact that I don't have money, then money I must have. You will not believe it. Ayeri went to meet Ibori and cried to Ibori that I have been humiliated. Ose, come to my rescue. And he was given the first contract called Naira to supply 911 to Chevron. And that's why his name of his company today is called 911. And that young man started supplying 911. And the millions started coming. Today, Ayeri has not only private jets, he has tank farms. And guess what? He's only 32. There is no car you will not see in Ayeri's compound. There is Bugatti Veyron. There is Range Rover Sport. There is Cadillac. There is any exotic car you can think of in this world. He has it. Now, the same girl who went away, when he now saw that the Lord has blessed Ayeri, he wanted to come back, but there was no room anymore. Someone has already taken her place. Ladies and gentlemen, when Ayeri was going through that pain, he did not die. He did not commit suicide. He turned his pains to power. He turned his pressure to power. And today, he's celebrated as the youngest billionaire in the whole of the Niger Delta. The last one, and then I close. You must have heard of Basket Mouth. Some of you did not know that Basket Mouth originally was not a comedian. He was a rapper. There was a time in Unibet, Basket Mouth was organizing a show where he invited Plantation Boys as at that time, of which Two-Face was part of that team. And Plantation Boys came to Benin to perform. And Basket Mouth had a girlfriend there. Basket Mouth said to his girlfriend, please, let's go and see them Two-Face in their hotel before we start the show.
basket man did not know that his girl has been eye to face. True life story. And then they went. As soon as they got to the hotel, basket man attended to the plantation bar as his guest. And it was time for him to go back to the venue to arrange this for evening performance. Basket man called on his girl, and the girl said, "I'm not going." Rather, the girl stood up, went and sat in Two-Face's lap. This Two-Face problem, not be today's that. And sat on Two-Face's lap. What could be more heartbroken? What could be more demeaning? What could be more demoralizing? Basket man was down. His heart broke. Tears ran down his face. And then as he left the room, he said to himself, "If my girlfriend left me because of fame, and then I must be famous in my life." Basket went to that show. Instead of him to rap, he started doing comedy. Dandoki was the only known comedian that time in Unibet. But when Basket Man started, converted his pain to power and pressure, he brought the roof down that day with comedy. And that was how his comedy career started. He turned his pains to gain. He turned his pain to power. And today, Basket Man is celebrated as one of the best exports in terms of comedy from Africa to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you are going through, please do not die because someone left you. Don't die because someone oppressed you. Don't even give up because you feel there's no hope for this country. I tell you the truth. If you look inward and turn your pain to power, tomorrow people will celebrate you. And then you will look up, back over your shoulder and say, "Thank God those things happened to me. If they didn't happen, maybe I would not have been here." I can't even begin to stand here to tell you about my own story. There will be no room. So ladies and gentlemen, this is how life works. If you convert your pain to power, you will be celebrated. Thank you so very much for staying with us. I celebrate you so much. This is Comedy Clinic Ward 6. Watch out for Comedy Clinic Ward 7. I told you, the same God that has done number 1 to 6 will do number 7 to infinity. Stay with me. Pray for me if you can. Support me if you can. Encourage me so that I'll keep doing what God has called me to do. Thank you so very much. I thank every one of you who has supported me, my family, my friends, my producer, Charles. You have been awesome. Obaino, thank you. I thank you. Thank you to every one of you. May God bless you. I hope to see you in Comedy Clinic Ward 7. Hallelujah. Eli.
As I journey along the highway, now your hand goes, Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. As I journey along this highway, now your hand goes, Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. Lord Jesus, as we journey along this highway, now your hand with Almighty God, save our soul, I pray. As we journey along this highway, now your hand with Almighty God, save my soul, I pray. I'm here, 'cause I am covered by your blood. Covered by your blood, covered by your blood. Hey, in Jesus' name, I am covered by your blood. Oh, I'm covered by your blood, Jesus, covered by your blood. Oh, in Jesus' name. Si Baba Shika Parare Bida Samaye. Salamo vale oh si vole si carabase la la boche oh aye shabari gere barabara bashenda si baba baba si le barale si bokira bo sarabaje si ramane para wo
Juvenes is published bi-monthly by Phoenix Communications Limited. For inquiries, event coverage, or advert placement, call 0803-360-8271, 0805-787-1199, 0702-811-3638, or 0808-152-4499, or visit www.juvenis.punox.net. Juvenis Magazine, inspiring the young at heart.